Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer Podcast. Richard here, your favorite announcer, hearkening you to season 6 of the podcast. Fred, your principal reminder, asked me to remind you of a most pressing result of prayer. So to converse with God, Him who we daily design to glorify and serve, and whom we expect daily in some measure to enjoy, and fully and finally, ere it is long, is certainly throughout a way of pleasantness and peace. John Howe, A Treatise of Delighting in God, and Tongue and Pen and Wit, cannot express my joy. Samuel Rutherford. The joy, peace, and comfort, in short, the abundant life which sustains the soul of the children of God, is developed through daily conversation with Holy God. Let's join with Fred now as he reminds us to pray, pray, and pray.
Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer Podcast. My name is Fred, and I am the podcast principal. And we are back in the paddock, and I'm trying to get back to my regular schedule, what I would call normal. But all of that is beside the point. This is a joyful day. I'm excited to be feeling better, to be gaining in energy. And I want to thank you, everyone who's prayed for me while I've been sick the last few weeks. The Lord is faithful, and He has done. He's done a great work, and a lot of things to think about as I was down as well. But thank you, Jesus. He does His work, and He works in those, as we've talked about before, mysterious ways. So I do thank you if you're listening. If you're here for the first time, prayerfully, you will find food for your prayer lives, and that you will find encouragement to keep on praying and enjoy the presence of the Lord when you do pray. So we are glad you're here. If you're back, thank you as well. And even, I would even call you courageous. That's a little bit of a funny, but thank you for being back. And again, we will try to get back on track. There does seem to be, over the last few years especially, health reasons why I miss some days, but we are back. And again, thank you for listening. Now, I wanted to do a couple of business things first, or what we call business things here. Another podcast that I listen to calls it housekeeping. So we want to do that. It actually takes the form of a couple of praises. Now, if you're listening to this in the future, that really has no context. What I'm about to say has no time context to you. But this week, this weekend, F1, the racing series, they're in Australia, Melbourne, I believe. And Australia is one of the countries that I have listeners in, or that the podcast has listeners in, would be the better way to put it. So I'm glad you have the F1 series there, and I'm glad you're listening. And in fact, as I looked at things, I took stock this week, as I do every once in a while in general. And on the list of the 57 countries that we are in, Australia actually moved up 4 spots. I get rankings. I don't get raw numbers, but I get rankings. And so you guys moved up 4 spots. So I really do appreciate that. And thank you again for listening. And just a quick aside on that as well, we'll get to this in the future as well, because Singapore and South Korea, both of those countries, you guys in those countries, you moved up 11 spots on that list. And it fluctuates from time to time. I only check it every couple of months. But wow, thank you guys for listening and for growing the podcast in Australia and Singapore and South Korea. It means a lot. And again, we're just thankful to Jesus that He is faithful. And it's still amazing to me that I have listeners anywhere outside of my family. But the Word of God, in that context of the Word of God, though, it does make sense. So thank you, Jesus, and thank you guys for listening. Our second celebration today is the Foundation Blocks of Biblical Prayer is ready for wide distribution. And we'll talk about that more in a few days. But just a quick reminder, for any donation, there's a donation link there, or you can do that on Spotify, or you can do that through email as well, or the website as well. There's a link there. Any donation at all will get you a copy of the Foundation Blocks of Biblical Prayer. And as a tool, journals really do help us in developing the discipline of prayer. And we're going to talk about journals in general sometime down the road. But today, the reason that fits is we are going to talk about our prayer lives growing. This is What is Prayer? The growth section of that. And remember, our tagline is we're trying to encourage and exhort a growing, biblical, dynamic, sincere, soul-satisfying, and God-glorifying prayer life. And we hit this idea that we're going to talk about today, this idea of growth, early on in the podcast. And it's important because of the discouragement that we have all experienced in prayer. And we're going today to talk just a little bit, a testimony about how prayer grows from a discipline to a great joy. And if you haven't experienced these, you have probably heard somebody who has talked about them. People talk about getting distracted when they sit down to pray. People talk about just their mind wandering in general or getting tired. Some fall asleep as they pray. So you just don't jump into a completely soul-satisfying conversation with God when we first begin. And it takes time, and it takes time to grow. And the encouragement today, my so what for the day, the encouragement that I wanted to get across today is it begins as a discipline. And as I think about things, I'm an old man now, I'm pretty sure that anything and everything that we do in life that's worth a doing, it begins as a discipline before it's intrinsically a delight in the act itself. When we learn to read, or when we start to learn to talk as children, we've talked about that before, even though we learn early to read and to talk as children, to communicate, to use the language that we grew up in, and our desire, we're excited to communicate with our parents and the people around us. As we grow in that desire to be more clear and to be able to communicate with more people, there comes a time in that process when learning English, which would be in my case, whatever country you're from, that's the language you're learning to begin with, typically. When that becomes a discipline, we have to grow and we have to learn syntax and we have to learn pronunciation and we have to learn when to pause and how to listen before we talk. All those communicative things, as we're learning them, become a discipline. And that's why we do them in school, and that's why we practice communicating in schools or in our families, is because we want to get better at it, but there comes a point when it is a discipline. And then, in time, it becomes a joy to be able to communicate. It moves from that discipline to the joy of making ourselves known and understanding other people. In this country, in the United States, the sports culture is huge. And whatever sport you're in, it doesn't matter, baseball, football worldwide, soccer we call it, rugby, F1 racing, we've talked about it a little bit. In each sport, they have their own endless drills and workouts, which are not fun by themselves. The one thing I always think of in basketball when I was a kid is they did these back and forth things on the court, and they're not any fun. But we did them. We did them every practice, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And we did that to build the stamina so we could be energetic and play a full basketball game. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. You want your prayer life, we want our prayer lives to be dynamic and to be sincere and to be honoring God. And that takes practice for us to grow into them. And just like in sports, as we practice, and then work, and then practice, and then learn, and then practice some more, when we get to the game, it's a delight. It's fun to be in that game. And now prayer is a little different because once we learn that every time we start to pray, we will anticipate that delight of talking to and listening to God. And again, the reason we're doing this now is I don't want anybody deceived. Prayer is not easy. Martin Lloyd-Jones once said, if you haven't struggled in prayer ever, you probably haven't really begun to pray. And if we want that communication with God, that fully developed prayer life, I even dare say the agonizing prayer life that God calls us to, we need to grow and to practice, and we need to anticipate. Sometimes the discipline won't seem worth it, but it really is. It really is. And I took the agonizing part in Colossians 4. There's a guy named Epaphras who was with Paul. Paul calls him a bondslave. Paul said he was from Colossians. He's a bondslave of Jesus Christ. And he sent his greetings as well. But then Paul says this, that he is always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. And that's what I mean. When you love people, when you care about them, of course we agonize in them over prayer. As an old man, just really quickly, one of the things that I agonize over in my prayer or pray sincerely about, intensely about, is the world that my grandbabies are inheriting. It's not the same world. So I pray about that a lot. And I know God is taking care of them. We may go over that again at one point, but that's what I'm talking about in agonizing prayer. So in this testimony, it's not going to be very long, but in this testimony, in my prayer life, there was a time, and I've told you this before as well, it was spotty. It was unfulfilling to my soul. I don't think it was God glorifying. I mentioned once when I was going through or when I was talking to an older Christian, and none of this was handled very well, but he was struggling in prayer. And so I told him my prayer life. And at that time, my prayer life was a list of what we needed every day. That was my prayer life. And it was that way, the bulk of it was that way for probably 2 years. That's what I considered prayer. And that's not even soul satisfying, even from the fact that God was growing us. He was taking us through trials. So I hardly ever got exactly what I was praying for. But even more than that, I didn't know the Father well enough to really pour my heart out to him and to pray for other things other than what we needed, which was always physical. And so it was tough and it took a long time. But the point of it is I was dedicated, even in the spotty, the stop and start nature, I was dedicated to having that daily prayer life. And I can tell you as well, and I've mentioned it before, that it took years of that practice and that dedication before prayer became not a discipline, something I had to do, but it came for my soul, my new inner man, an indispensable part of every single day. I was asked a couple of years ago now by one of my cousins that we had gotten together and just talking about stuff. And then he asked if I ever missed my prayer time. And aside from when I was out of it in the hospital, I don't. Prayer for me is the food that my soul cannot be content or joyful or peaceful without. It's a pure joy. And even on the days that sometimes my mind wanders a little bit, even on those days, prayer is a joy to my soul. And that's my encouragement today. That's our so what for the day. Prayer works like the same thing like discipline in sport. And we drill and we grow, and then we come and again, for no other reason than it illustrates that kind of agony that we're talking about. Now your translation might say something like laboring earnestly. And those are good translations because it, just like any other word, the Greek word is something like agonoizo. And so in Greek, agony, that comes from the same root. And if you think about Christ in the garden, he was in anguish. And when we really love people and when we really take God's word sincerely, we do agonize in our prayers over the people that we pray for. So when you think about this, and this is the kind of the warning part of this, when you think about prayer and you think about developing that prayer life, remember that it's going to take time and it's going to take practice, but I can guarantee you, I've said this before as well, I try not to guarantee too much on this podcast because God does work in mysterious ways. So one of the things, though, that I can guarantee you is when we develop that prayer life, when we bow down, or when we are committed to every day talking to our God, even through the stops and starts, even through the frustrations, even through the sleepy days, even through those days when we can't concentrate, when we are dedicated to develop that, James and Peter says, when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. And there's a sweetness in that communion with him that we need. That's our so what. So as you're developing your prayer life, you are going to get discouraged. Just keep coming back. God understands. He knows. He's not mad at you when you miss, or if you miss a day, or if you have a short prayer time. He's not concerned about that. He wants you to talk to him. And as it says in the Psalms all over the place, to pour out your heart to him. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for today. I thank you for the opportunity to give this little testimony. I do pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have the right ears to hear it, and that all my brothers and sisters, no matter what phase they are in their prayer lives, Lord, Holy God, that they will be seeking to develop that and to love you more and more and to know you more and more in their conversations with you in prayer. We thank you that this is your desire and that you've given us a new inner man that desires that most of all. Even as David says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after thee. Give us that appetite for you, Holy God, and for you only, and then fulfill your will and be to us the delight that Psalm 37 talks about. When we delight in you, you give us the desires of our hearts, and the desires of our heart grow more and more to be you and you only. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercies. Thank you for your disciplines. Thank you for what you help us, Holy Spirit, to do, and even praying for us when we can't pray for ourselves. We commit this time to you. Encourage us, move us, and empower us to daily conversation. We do pray it in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you guys once again for indulging me a little bit of testimony here. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk again soon. Brethren, let's pray for one another.